Mountain Grass Unit is a bluegrass band from Birmingham, Alabama, comprised of Drury Anderson, mandolin, Hosiah Nelson, fiddle, Sam Wilson, bass, and Luke Black on guitar. The outfit is known for blending traditional bluegrass with elements of country, jazz, funk, rock, and metal. This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, talking with Luke Black. For the record, Mountain Grass Unit opens the Bluegrass Weekend at First Grass in Mountain Village on Wednesday, June 18th. They follow Caleb and Reeb, who actually opened that particular show at 5 p.m. Mountain Grass Unit then debuts on the main stage of the Telluride Bluegrass Festival on Thursday, June 19th. Luke, thanks for taking time out of your road trip to join me.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me.
So let's begin with the first chapter of the short but sweet history of Mountain Grass Unit. How and when did the quartet come together?
So the quartet actually didn't come together until just about a year ago, but I've been playing with Drury, the mandolin player, since probably around first grade. And then eventually we had Sam join us on upright bass somewhere around eighth to ninth grade. And we played as a trio for a long time until last summer when we decided to add Josiah for a couple dates. And after those couple dates went super well, we just asked him to hop on the road, and he canceled some gigs and hopped on the road with us. He's been with us ever since.
Wonderful. Each of the young band we've interviewed are debuting at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival, and they claim to want to redefine bluegrass with a fresh narrative, Mountain Grass Unit included. How will Festivarians see that goal play out when your quartet performs again at First Grass on Wednesday and on the main stage on Thursday?
Yeah, I'm not sure if we're really necessarily trying to redefine bluegrass. I think we're definitely trying to just blend elements of what we listen to into our playing and come up with something that's just, you know, maybe different, but also still taking inspiration from all of our, you know, heroes, like people who've played Telluride before many times. But I think that we're just going in with a super strong team. We have just a lot of good heads around the just around us at all times, and so we're super excited to be out there playing at Telluride for the first time. It's definitely one of our big dreams.
Wonderful. So released in 2024, your EP Running From Trouble was met with a mountain of critical praise for Mountain Grass Unit. Talk about that release and why you think it resonated so well with your growing audience.
Yeah, we recorded that in Nashville, and it's been super fun to get in like an actual like recording studio and record some of these originals we've been holding on to for a while. And we played a lot of them last summer, but to actually see how they came out and hear how they sounded and get the reaction to audiences has been super, super cool. And ever since we released it, the last couple shows we've been playing, people have been singing along with lyrics and stuff, which is so, so cool for us to, you know, see that and witness that to our own originals.
Terrific. Great. Thank you for that. And congrats. So now, in digestible sound bites, say a word or two or three about each of your band members, as in, what are Drury, Hosiah's, and Sam's unique gifts?
That's going to be really fun. I'd say Drury is the master of rhythm. We both grew up playing drums, so he's just super tight. Rhythmic-wise, Josiah is probably the best at, like, atmospheric sounds. He can produce sounds on the fiddle that not many other people can do, and he's a tech wizard, too, so he's super, super phenomenal at that. And then Sam is just the king of mash bass. He likes everything, just slamming down beats and, you know, thunderous bass sounds.
Great. Word is that Mountain Grass Unit is heavily influenced by Tony Rice and Billy Strings. Would you say those legends are your principal influences? And if the answer is yes, who else do you admire and emulate?
I would say definitely they're some of our biggest inspirations. Me personally, I grew up mainly on Tony Rice and then later discovered Billy Strings. And those style of jams and song catalog have inspired us tremendously. And then I would say on top of that, you know, bands like Newgrass Revival and other rock and roll bands even, and jam bands have inspired us, like Grateful Dead, even like Stevie Ray Vaughan, Jimi Hendrix, and stuff like that.
Great. Thank you. Now getting personal. Did you grow up in a family of musicians, or did you break away from your DNA?
I actually did not. Neither of my parents played instruments. I mean, my mom played like saxophone in high school, and my dad, you know, messed around on drums a little bit, but neither of them truly played. I kind of got introduced to bluegrass music because my parents told me that I should learn an instrument. And jokingly, I chose the banjo, which kind of launched me into the bluegrass world.
Okay. You and Drury are both graduates of the prestigious Berklee College of Music. To what extent and in what key ways did the school prepare you for success?
Berklee was a great experience. I'd say the biggest thing from it is the people I met there and the faculty members I was around. And as far as like the Roots community goes, it was super strong, and I was able to study under some of the best professors ever, Joe Walsh, Lyle Brewer, Kevin Berry, just people who really helped me shape the instrument. And also did a little bit of like music business study there, so just understanding how this world works before actually getting launched into it is pretty cool.
Yeah, editorially, that was a pretty smart move. So what are you most excited about debuting at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival on your extremely dense summer tour schedule? And which legends are you most excited to be seeing on the main stage over the weekend?
I'm super excited to play our originals in front of a larger audience, especially like extreme bluegrass lovers like the Telluride community. We're also just excited to just be there and witness all the artists who are going to be there. But I would say the most legendary is probably a dream of all of ours is to see Sam Bush there at Telluride. We're also excited for Jason Isbell. I think it's going to be a pretty fun one. Pretty much all the acts we were looking at the schedule, we are super excited for.
Terrific. Well, I won't take up any more of your time. Thanks for chatting with me. This has been Susan Zeebrock. Telluride Inside Now, talking with Luke Black of Mountain Grass Unit. Again, the outfit is opening Bluegrass Weekend at First Grass in Mountain Village, Wednesday, June 18th. They follow Caleb and Reeb, who are also debuting at the festival, and their show starts at 5 p.m. Mountain Grass Unit then debuts on the main stage on Thursday, June 19th. Luke, again, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.